WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Clouds are a very intriguing part of our atmosphere and weather. They are sometimes what snags our interest in weather. We see clouds almost every day in all their various forms. They can grow very tall or appear flat. They are usually white, but they may also appear in different shades of gray or in brilliant yellow, orange, or red hues during sunrise and sunset times. And they can weigh tens of millions of tons, yet float in the atmosphere. Clouds can be the harbingers of good weather or bad. Their absence can be a good thing, such as after a flooding rain, or a bad thing during an extended drought. Clouds give us relief from the heat of the direct sunlight, but they can also act as a blanket to warm the air next to the earth. Clouds help water the earth by providing precipitation, but can hinder driving when that precipitation reduces the visibility. Clouds come in an infinite number of shapes and sizes, and with the help of our imagination, we often see familiar objects or animals in the sky. Clouds can be carried along by the wind up to speeds of 150 miles an hour, or they can remain stationary when the wind goes calm. They can form behind high-flying aircraft or can dissipate as a plane flies through them. And they're not confined to the Earth, but they are found on other planets as well. So, what are clouds? Well, in short, they are the visible aggregate of minute particles of water and/or ice. They form when water vapor condenses. But that is another topic for another episode. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.